one of the six reasons it says Megillah, and soon may sign, our soon to follow, and the Shulchan Aruch writes, the very end, he pointed out that whatever the limud is, okay, so we know that there are at least three Yisurim, in terms of Pasuk Chavot, Pisri Chavot points out, it's in Kotten Beis, which the Chavot points out, the Iyahoyo Lokel Hano Das HaRambam Deino Lokel. The Chavot points out that according to the Rambam, there is a marked difference between the Yisra Achil and Yisra Bishl on one hand, and the Yisra Hano on the other hand. The Yisra Achil and Yisra Bishl are both regular Lavan that are accompanied by Malchus or someone who violates it. Not so with regards to Hano, while the Pisri Chavot goes on to say, Shara Poskim Solom the Lokel. And that the other post came over is Malchus. Offhand, makes sense that there are three different Yisurim, right? Yisur Achille, Yisur Hanon, Yisur Bishul. So it should be Malchus for everyone. We don't see any distinction offhand in terms of what one should have, but that's the Rambam. And then he goes on to say something important, because you might wonder, okay, so it's nice enough, can you have Malchus or Malchus? But what difference does it make? So, if, you know, so the, why do we care, so to speak, that they're there is no Malchus, the Pisri Chuva points out, well, it comes out, even Halacha L'maaseh, meaning today there's no Bezdin anyway, we're not getting Malchus anyway. So, L'chor, you have Malchus, you don't get Malchus, okay, it's nice to know for, you know, just for your own knowledge, but does it have any practical distinction? So, actually, it does. Pisri Chuva points to the Be'er Heitiv, which is some, you know, some of the sources there. Take a look on the sheet you have here, I'll read it anyway. The Be'er Heitiv in Yerodea, earlier in Yerodea. In Siman Tes Zayin, the Kohen Yud, he says, "Nafkamina afilu lidan mashalokin the os havi posel aedus min haTorah." There is a din that somebody who is deserving of malchus is posel aedus, right? That's in any type of aedus. Now, what that means and how you can become kosher again, I'm not going to. That's not our subject. But I'm just trying to point out that the Pisri Chuva is telling us that there is a nafkamina. There is a practical distinction of whether you get malchus for this hano or posel kol or not. Just like the Be'er Heitiv said earlier, way back in Siman Tes Zayin, he says in Afkamina that Mashalokin does Pasuk in the Torah, and he refers, the Be'er Heitiv over there refers to the statement of the Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat in Siman Lamed Dalet Siv Beis in Hilchos Eidus. There, Rechava writes, Ezo Rasha, how do we classify somebody as a Rasha for the purpose of saying that he's Pasuk in Eidus? Shekol She'over Avera Shechayim Alei Malchus. Person did an avera for which you get malchus. Now again, what does it mean? You did it 10 years ago. That's it. Again, not on a topic now, but that's what you're looking up there. It's in a lot of dalad of choshen mishpat. That's hilchos eidus. But ostensibly, somebody who does an avera that deserves malchus is labeled as a rasha, and therefore is possible eidus. Of course, it's our home and chayav lemisas bezin. I mean, if he does a worse avera, not only malchus, but misas bezin, not about it. Okay? And it says, though, it doesn't matter, lo shlaim over the tail, lo shlaim over the lach, it doesn't matter if you did it just because you ate hard at the better, you did it because you wanted a lachis, you wanted just to show off guitar, whatever the reason is. Okay? Now, the Ramua there adds, over Averish, ain't the malchus possible to a some Averish don't have malchus. Like, Isra'no, according to Rama. So, violent Isra'no, boss of Cholov, so according to Ramua, you know, your possible is with the Ramah. Okay. That plays, let's say, for example, in the next source that I gave in there, Ezer, in Simon Membe Sif Hey, that's one of the most of Kitten, Kedushin, and so on, so that's actually the most of Kedushin. So there it says, I'm a Kaddish Pesula Edus, or I saw Enum Kedushin. We know that for a month, she was learning Kedushin, now somebody had learned Kedushin also, but the Kedushin, in order for the Kedushin to take effect, so the husband, the groom, has to give the Kala. I mean, he just use a ring. It doesn't have to be a ring. Something of value. Like kesef, shama kesef, and so on. Beginning of Kiddushin, you have to give something to the Kala. It has to be done in the presence of and make a certain declaration. Arayat HaKadosh, etc. Which if you're married, you've ever come your own chasm. If you've been an aid on the wedding, it has to be done in the presence of two kosher aidin. Two kosher aidin means they can't. They have to be standing Jews. They have to be not related to each other, not related to the chasm, not related to the Kala, regular aidin. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Revelat, it's a membase, hey. I'm a Kaddish Psuah Edus, if the Kiddushin was done in the presence of Psuah Edus, people will not kosher serve as Edus, and then Amen Kiddushin. Right? Then the Kiddushin will not fail. Not a good thing. Okay? Sometimes that can be used as a plus, because sometimes, especially if it's not religious people, there's problems later, or problems you get later on. So sometimes they look to figure out, well, who were the Edus and the Kiddushin to begin with? Maybe the Edus and the Kiddushin to begin with were no good. Anyway, but we want to want to have, all of us want to have kosher Eidim. So that's a practical distinction. And the concern of Abba goes on to say, and so on and so forth. So we have to have a get me suffering. Anyway, this is all just a side point. Namely, that there's a practical distinction or a practical implication of someone who deserves a Bible, doesn't deserve a Bible, doesn't take a Bible there. Namely, is a kosher for Eidim, not a Torah. But be that as it may, coming back to the Pesachim Tshuva, it says the Pesachim Tshuva referred to all this. He says that there's no malchus according to the Rambam on Bosu B'chol. At the very end, he adds an important point. We'll come back to later. Bosu B'chol v'Nesu B'Hanah Kovrim Oso. What if you have Bosu B'chol, but it's Oso B'Hanah? What do you do with it? What do you do with it? Right? I have Bosu B'chol. Now what do I do with it? Okay. So it says Kovrim Oso. You bury it. You get rid of it. You can't get any benefit from it at all. So you get rid of it. You bury it. And the sar for it, you burn it, gam afro osu b'hano min ha-torah. The status of osu b'hano remains even after, let's say, burnt it, but it's not just ashes. Okay, dirt, whatever crispy pieces of whatever it was that's left. Can't even use that. That remains osu b'hano. The efer of osu b'chol, after you've burnt it, remains osu b'hano. That's a better idea to bury it. Okay? There's a further question. Can you then, after too many ashes, can you give it to a patent so on and so on. Anyway, that's the Pesach Tshuva that I wanted to point out. Now, so we mentioned before, Rambam and Parakas of Hilchos Machosos Halacha Beis. Let's take a look now back at Halacha Aleph. I only showed you what Halacha Beis first, because that's where the Rambam has that unusual mukkar that the Gemara didn't bring for the Isser. Now let's look back at the language of the Rambam and try to figure out this issue as to why he would make a distinction. If indeed he does, like the Pesach Tshuva assumes that there's no Issur Hanoah by, no Malchus by Issur Hanoah of Osu B'chol. So let's look at the language of the Rambam. Perek Tesim Osu B'chol, Surah Saloha Aleph, says the Rambam, Osu B'chol, Osur Levashlo, that's how it begins Perek Tesim. Osu B'chol, you can't cook together. But Osur Ochlo Min HaTorah, you also can't eat it, that's Min HaTorah. Then he adds also, Osu B'chol, it's also Osu B'chol. Now, the guy could say, well, he put the words min ha-Torah to modify only the first two Yisurim, Achila and Bishul. But we'll see the Rambam doesn't hold that way. He holds Yisur HaNoah is indeed Midaraisa, just there's no Malchus. And when he puts it, it is clear this Rambam does make a distinction. Rambam does separate Yisur HaNoah a little bit, okay? And he adds, with Kovrin also, and if you have what's called, it's on, it's not like it, I don't know, you bury it, like you just read. The Afro also came for colony part. Like anything else, you have to bury. Other types of things, also, at least I know it. Other things, okay, you can't get anything off. And now, but here's where our topic comes up. Continues the Rambam again, it's Paratas, Alam Aleph, Umishi Yavasha, Mishneim Kezias. If you're a Mivasha, a Kezias of Boston and Kolob, and we'll get to what the exact year is, let's assume a Kezias of each, as the Rambam says. Loke, then you get Malchus, Shenemar, Lo Sevasha, Gliba Halegimo. It's a regular law in the Torah. If you go ahead and you do cook Bosu B'chol, you get Malchus. Good. V'chein ha'ochel kezayis mishneim. Similarly, if you eat a kezayis of both, then Bosu B'chol is Bashu Kech and Loke. Bavo Pishu, Lo Pishu. You know, you never cooked it. A goy cooked it, a kid cooked it, it's Kessel Yesai, someone else. There was no Isser necessarily involved in the preparation of Bosu B'chol, or someone else did it. Be Isser, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Rambam doesn't come out explicitly and say that there is no Malchus is Hanoah, but he doesn't say there is. In other words, he says there is Hanoah, there is Malchus for violating Bishul Bas Mechalov, there is Malchus violating Achila Bas Mechalov, but when it comes to Issur Hanoah Bas Mechalov, the Rambam doesn't say it. Now you could say, okay, so you didn't mention it, but obviously since he said this is Hanoah, why should it be different? But again, this is what leads the Pesach Tshuva and most to assume that the Rambam is not. Does not hold this Malchus by Sano because he specifically mentioned by Bishul, specifically mentioned by Achille, doesn't mention it by Isano. If you turn back to the previous parak Ches of Hilchos Machos Asuras in Halacha Tesayin, there the Rambam says as a general rule, Kol Machal Shu Osu B'Hano Im Nene Velo Ochal. Anything which is osir b'hanah. If you got hanah, but without eating it, some other hanah. Again, you fed it to an animal, you sold it to somebody, whatever, some other type of hanah. Kagon, Shemachar, Nasal, a guy, or the Klavit, right? You sold it, you gave it to a guy, or to your dogs. Ain't a loke. So here the Rambam specifically, well, he's not talking automatically about Pasim Chalav here, he's saying Kol Machal. So if you put this Rambam together with the other Rambam, so it's pretty clear that he's saying there's no Isra'ano, there's no Machal, there's Isra'ano. Right, I'll read it again. Kol Machal, Shatzavano, in then, if Allah Chal, Kagon, Shemachar, Nasal, a guy, Klav, ain't a loke. Machal, also Machal, smart, so you have to drop on it. Makas Marcus, the Bezdin can give you a Makas to keep you in line, but it's not Malchus Mida Oraisa. Adam, we're talking about different things. Okay? Then he says a side point, the only reading that I mentioned yesterday. Chol Dovish, Osso Machil, Mutu Mano, Alkish, Mutu Mano, Osso Osso Schoru, Ulchama Malachto, Mutar, Shasur, Kutz Mina Chelet, Shai Nemerbo, Yasu, the Chol Lop, Fila, Enos, and Schoru, Lop, and Venus, Lop, and Trapez, Ushkas, Olof, Mosse. Even though it's Mutu Mano, other things, but you should not make that your primary. Once in a while to sell it or something, but that should be your business. You score that knowledge. That's a different discussion. But that's what Rambam mentioned. But again, what's instructive for us is the first part of the Rambam where he clearly says the general rule that there is no malchus for any isahano. The problem is, again, by Bosu B'cholah, why should it be different? So the Magid Mishnah here, in Parak Ches, Halacha Tezai, the Magid Mishnah is bothered by this. The Rambam, of course, did not make this this principle up. As the Magid Mishnah quotes, I didn't put it in the Magid Mishnah, right in the Magid Mishnah, Gemara Psachim, Chav Dal Rebeis. So the Magid Mishnah quotes it more. It says, a general rule, Kol Yisurin Shibatara Ein Lokin Aleim Elo Derech Hanaso. Kol Dora Haroi Bachila Ein Derech Hanaso Elo Derech Achila Kitikuno. The Gemara Psachim is a general rule that something which is Osir Bahana is only. You're only considered to violate that if you get the hanah in the normal manner of getting hanah from that item, from that thing. You get hanah in the normal manner. But if you get hanah, shalokin derech hanah, in an unusual way, so that you're not violating this hanah on a doraisa level. And says the Magid Mishnah, v'chol dover haroi b'achila, if something is fundamentally a food, it's roi l'achila, okay? So ein derech hanah, so Ela derech achila ketikuno. The normal means of getting hanah from this item is how? Eating it. It's a food. So the Magid Mishnah seems to be saying, perhaps we can apply this to our kasha. The Magid Mishnah seems to be saying as follows. Again, what was the opening line of that Raman halacha tetzayin and parakes? Kol machal, a food. Well, the normal means of getting benefit from a food is by eating it. I mean, you feed it to your pet, but the main thing of food, the food is for you, for people to eat. So the Magid Mishnah is saying, seemingly, and that's out of my understanding, is the following. That the reason why you don't get a malchus, according to the Rambam, for hanah from Basa B'cholah, is because that automatically is shalok kedar hanah, so it's food. Basa B'cholah is food. So if I do something else with the food, I use the food, the power outage, and I got to make a fire in the fireplace, I've got no fireworks, I take some food, whatever, I burn that to make a fire, whatever. That's not the normal, I get a hanah from it, warms me up, or gets light in the house, or whatever. That's not the normal manner of usage. And that's the line that the Magid Mishnah said, called Dover Haroi Bachila, Ein Derech Hanah, so Elo Derech Achila. The normal means of hanah is through eating it. Therefore, by definition, getting hanah from Basa B'cholah food is by definition Shaloka Derech Hanah. So one can therefore posit, as some do, that that's the teretz, the kash, as to why the Rambam holds there's no malchus by Bas V'cholah. There's malchus, hanah from Bas V'cholah. There's malchus for Bishul. There's malchus for Achila. Why is there no malchus for hanah? Because by definition, doing anything with Bas V'cholah other than eating it is considered secondary. Still usher. Okay? Still usher. But it's not enough to get malchus. So that is possible teretz number one. Why the Rambam makes a distinction between Issa Hanoah from Basa B'cholah on one hand and Issa Bishul Achila on the other hand. Issa Bishul Achila both get malchus. Hanoah gets no malchus because it's been lowered. The Issa has been lowered by the fact that you're not doing it in its normal manner. Issa Hanoah in food is considered Shalok Kedar Hanoah. That's what the Magid Mishnah says. There are a couple of problems with that approach. A couple of difficulties with that approach. I'll come back to the same remittances, but there are a couple of difficulties with that with that approach. Because, before we get to the difficulty, let's look at the Hamilton sheet. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos not only didn't require Malchus for violating the Issur HaNoah, but he does even count the Issur HaNoah as a separate law in the Binyan HaMitzvos. So in Mitzvos Lo Taaseh Kuf Pei Vav, okay, the Rambam says, you have those sheets in the 22, Mitzvah Kuf Pei Vav, he is the reward sheets, how do we Vasho Bas Mechol? Right, that's the Issur Bishul. One of the Tayyar Mitzvahs, one of the 365 Lavin, don't cook Bas Mechol. That's Kuf Pei Vav. Mitzvah Kuf Pei Zayin, he should not Nechol Bas Mechol. That's the other one. So the Rambam clearly counts both the Issur Bishul Bas Mechol and the Issur of eating Bas Mechol as Lavin in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Okay, that's the Rambam says. And he brings various sources which indicate that and so on. Alright, now, further on, the Rambam, there in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, discusses the following. First, I want to mention one thing that he says, an important point, we're going to come back to, but I'm going to read it out of this order. Because we still should be bothered by the gnawing question. So why did the Torah phrase it as lo sevasheo? If it's an Issur Achila, and it's fundamentally food and everything, why? So the Rambam tells us why. He says, and it's a Gemara. He says, "Lahachi afkar halachil loshem bishul ki hechidav bishul lachi achila nami lo." If one second, if they're both isurim, you get, and they both count for the minyan mitzvahs, they both get malchus from bishul and achila. Why did the Torah specify this for achila? So he says, this is why, and he says because it comes out of chumra. What is a chumra? That when, just like we just said before, that by in order to violate an isur hanoah, you have to get the hanoah how. In the normal manner, so too by an Issur Achila. In order to violate the Issur Achila, you have to eat the food in a normal manner. No one normally eats it. Okay, I'm going to come back to that. But for example, this is the whole question of people taking medications, a Pesach, or during the year, non-kosher medications, you're just swallowing it, that's not called Derech Achila, that's not the normal way, normal manner of eating, such a normal manner of eating, you're putting it out to chew it up and so on. But to knock something down, and it's wrapped in a paper tube, it's wrapped in a plastic capsule, and so on and so forth. Perhaps that's not called Derech Achila. This is a Shira Shaila. Obviously, I don't talk about somebody who's medical condition. Such an actually has to take it. What if someone wants to take certain types of non-kosher pills for vitamin purposes, for, you know, nutritional purposes, or not sick, and so on? What if it's not kosher? So there's some who say it's absolutely mutter, because why? That's not there. That's not, no, you knock something down with water. That's not the way you eat it. That's not called eating. Okay, very good. Well, yeah. Yes, we'll come back to that. Okay, but what Rob is pointing out is that when you have an Issur Achila, the same thing is true. As we said by Issur Hanoah, it has to be Derech Hanoah, it has to be Derech Achila. But not so by Bas V'Chala, says the Rabbi. Bas V'Chala, you're chayv even eat it shalom ke Derech Achila. So why would that be? Says Rambam, because it never used the language of achila. It never formulated it as an Issur Achila. If it would be formulated Issur Achila, so the lashon of lo socha, lo socha, whatever, so that's going to tell you how do you violate this thing as a derech achila, as an achila. But since the Torah never formulated it that way, so that serves an effect to create a chumah, to expand the Issur. Okay? If you want to think of it, we'll come back to it. I don't think we saw it on another area in halacha. Well, that would be the case where there's a prohibition to eat, but it's not formulated that way. You see it? Well, chametz does say lo socha. And kippur. And kippur. Never says you can't eat anything. What's supposed to say?
Yes,
right. Well, what's that? Ta'anu is not shoseicha. Right? Ta'anu doesn't say that. It says inuyin. Inu nefesh, right? And kippur is ta'anu is not shoseicha. Also, so therefore, we'll see in the Shai Tzai. Therefore, could be on kippur. Okay, but also even it's still awesome. Okay, so that's what the Rambam says. That's a side point for the moment. Yeah.
You can
say Shalok Derech and not stop the
pain.
Yes, yeah, so I'm
saying.
It's a good hour. It's a Shalok and a future of the Derech and not so. I guess he means not a good point. Okay.
And at the end, he talks about when it's called
time. Right,
about time.
I think so. But what I really want to show in the Rambam now is the following. Okay, so that he says, of course, that remember. Okay, good. But before that, or after that, the Rambam goes on and says something else. Let me just find it. Yeah, maybe 6 lines from the bottom, 10 lines from the bottom. והיא כי יש שומר שיומר אחר שיצור הנאה, אם יש הכי כמו שבירו, לאיזה דבר יצור הקוסר עליו שישי, בוס וכל, ועד שג'אס מה נעשה, כמו שביין. Okay? He asked this question. Why, you know, why should there be an extra posting? If there's Nisar HaNoah, clearly the Rambam is saying Nisar HaNoah is on a lower level. Right? It's on a lower level. That's why he's no Malchus. So why do you have to have a separate thing? So again, that actually brings in this issue of Shulchan Derech HaNoah. I'm just pointing out to you from the Rambam that the Rambam does separate Nisar HaNoah from Nisar Achil, Nisar Bishop. Okay. By the way, if you saw in the context of that Rambam, he did mention the lingua, not that he quoted the Mishnah Torah, but the lingua that the Mechaber quotes, you know, the three-time repetition of Slashim B'chod. Okay. But in any event, it comes out, so the Rambam holds there's no Malchus Yisrael Rabbah Basel Chod, and the Magid Mishnah says an explanation why that should be. The Hainu, because there is no, it's not considered Derech in the normal manner. The problem is, I mean, this is what you were driving at. Second. That's your two problems. One problem first, Tosis and Shulz, and other Mishal. Printed one, Tosis and Shulz, Tachov, Beis, and Beis, what's that there? Okay, Tosis there says, the Kaimalon, this is the last couple lines of Tosis, Kol Yisurin Sheba Torah, Ein Lokin, Alein, Elek, Yerach, and also, okay, Vafil Yisur, Ba Amalek, Elek, Yerach, Elek, Yerach, one second. That rule says Tosis and Shulz not Chof Beis, and then you look there, the other Rishonim say it, not just Tosis. But Rishonim tell us, one second, if it's done Shalom Kederach Hano by regular Yisrael, let's forget about Pasuk Chalom, by regular Yisrael, not only don't get Malchus, but what is Tosis saying? It's not even Osim Midoraisa. One second. So then this Magid Mishnah doesn't help us. Again, what did the Magid Mishnah say? We're acknowledging that there is an Yisra HaNoah by Pasuk Chol, right? We're acknowledging that. The only thing we're saying is no Malchus for Yisra HaNoah. Why? It's on a lower level. Why is it on a lower level? Because it's food, and food is normally consumed in a certain normal fashion. You do something else, that's called Shalom Kederach. Shalom Kederach doesn't get Malchus. Sounds good. Except, wait a second, according to Tosfos and Shulchan, Shalom Kederach not only doesn't get Malchus, but look at the words of Tosfos. I'll read it again. He says, Holy Surin Shabbatara ain't looking at Elaine Elkadera on our son. Fafilo is Subalaka Mido Rice. It's not even this with the rice at all. Elam Drabana. Well, we didn't say that. We're not positing that the Rambam holds that the Ishano is only Drabana. Again, if someone's with that, you could say that the Mishnah Torah, certainly the Sefer Mitzvah is not. That's not a book going on the Mishnah Torah either. Is everyone understand the kasha? Okay, the Magid Mishnah, the way we explain the Magid Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah is saying in the Rambam, the reason why there's no Malchus for Issa HaNoah, it's because that's not the normal fashion. Because food, the normal thing is to eat it, and not to do other things with it that give you HaNoah. But if that's true, so not only shouldn't get Malchus, shouldn't be Aser altogether. Yeah.
So that's
how the Mishnah of other answers you can't compare. You could say that. Some say it's not a kash on the Magid Mishnah at all, because there's a difference between Issa HaNoah and Issa Achil. The Kasha presupposes, now the fact is they're juxtaposed and they're presented in the Gemara, but okay, that's an answer. But it makes the argument, it's a big Kiddush, okay? Even without this question, it seems to me anyway, it's a big Kiddush in the Magid Mishnah. You're not going to get Malchus or Issa HaNoah because whatever you do with Bas V'chov is considered Shalom Kedarka. I mean, people do feed food to their pets, they do, it's not so Kedarka. No, it's not like, you know, so mixing with some hot or you know. But okay, you could say the Magid Mishnah says that, so Kasha, the Magid Mishnah, maybe from Tosfos and Shulz, and other Rishonim said that it should be mutter altogether. But even without that Kasha is another Kasha. Okay? And that is, again, the Rambam himself we just saw in the Sefer HaMitzvos, there's a different Kasha. Alright? And that is, by Bosa B'cholav, it doesn't have to be Shalom Kedar. In other words, the answer was what? That, well, you don't get Malchus because it's not the normal fashion. We just got through saying before that that's true most of the time, but that's not true by Bosa B'cholav. Now, again, you can answer. That's what Achila is doing. No, I hear it. But it really, the Magid Mishnah, to use this Magid Mishnah to answer the Kasha and Rambam, I think is a little bit difficult. Again, for two reasons. Number one, perhaps it should be mutter altogether. If you're hanging your hat on Shalom Kederach, so then it should be mutter altogether. And even if you're not, even if you want, but by Bosa B'cholav, we say you don't need Shalom Kedarach. You don't need to be Kedarach. So, But anyway, it's a possible answer. You can get out of the Magnisha. Magnisha knew what he was talking about. So you know, could answer, but it's not fully satisfying. Are you with me so far? Okay. Now, Lecha Minyan. Well, he's commenting on Parakhez, but you can apply it. And the language around is Kol Mavon. Okay. The Lecha Mishnah is also on the same place, Parakhez, Alapatez, Tezayin. Parakhez, Alapatezayin. He talks about this too, and he finds it a little difficult, because actually what the Magen Mishnah goes on to talk about, I didn't want to bog you down with it, but, you know, we have a concept that is Sicha. Sicha is like anointing yourself, rubbing creams or oil into you. We have a concept of American Middle Eastern Kippur, which has human sikh kishtir. It's also like it's made of drinking, and that means almost the same thing. And is that also sort of kinderach, you know, because you see the tangy tape? And Gemara talks about sometimes taking juices and oils. I mean, I don't know. Today, I guess people wouldn't eat or drink, although, shampoo is a. Ask your wives, your sisters, your mother, there's sometimes a beer is supposed to be good for your hair. That's what they claim. I've never tried it. I don't know if you have to try it. But I mean, the, you know, the beer. So beer you drink, but I remember years ago, many when I was living at home, I went into the shower in my house, in my parents' home, and I saw, you know, there was a can of beer. I'm like, what's going on? And my sister told me, she mixed it in with the shampoo. Okay. But be that, so that may be, but on the other hand, most people buy beer, I assume, to drink it, not to do it, but it could work for the shampoo also, right? And, but anyway, so that's the Magen Mishnah talks about. So Lechem Mishnah is bothered. And he says that he's not comfortable with the whole thing. And he says, doesn't give a better answer, he says, V'yesh lomar, the mashamega rabba magid, eno dimyon b'tzas. The vadai lo havi ki hasim, the hasim at the havi shalom kidera hanom mamich. It's hard to say that if you're doing something which is pretty normal, just not the exact same thing, that's already called shalom kidera hanom. You know, it is a derech hanom. It's a different, may not be the principle hanom, but it is a hanom. The Lechem Mishnah is uncomfortable. He says the Magen Mishnah is just giving you sort of a, he says the Lashon is Derek Dimyon, Dimyon Sas, okay, Dimyon Sas. And to say something is mutter, it can't be, and so on. So anyway, and he says, but in the same breath, the Lechem Mishnah said, but I guess it's enough. They don't get malchus. It seems to me that again, it's an osa kind of a bar struggling here. They're trying to say that well, it is also, and it's also with the ice. Get hung off from Fossil Hollow. But you don't get Malchus. Why? Well, it's not really Kederach Hanah. Really, it's not Derech Hanah. Well, it's sort of Derech Hanah, but it's a lower level of Derech Hanah, so it's enough of a Derech Hanah to be Usher, but it's not enough of Derech Hanah to get Malchus. Okay, that's what the Lechem Mishnah kind of says. It's not fully satisfying intellectually, but okay, they're trying. You see, they're struggling with this Rambam, because offhand, again, it remains somewhat difficult. Why there should be no malchus by this? So we have a number of different possibilities. The truth is, okay,
Have you mentioned before that regarding pills, that Basur Bachal, that some hold that it's a problem, and some hold that it's okay based on the Rambam. So, just out of curiosity, if that's the case, it sounds like that this rule that Tosafot laid down in Shavuot is not muskan, right?
Right, then you're right. So you could say the Rambam disagrees, you're saying, so it wouldn't be a kasha. Yeah, no. Yeah, I think you know, I think about pills and so on, but there are different days than my contemporary post about it.
Yeah.
So I think, So before we go on to another possible answer, let's note that, as the Pesachei Teshuva pointed out, other Mefarshim say that there is, in fact, Malchus for Yisra HaNoah, what's called also, which is the Pashas. So you're going to say that there are three surahs. So the three surahs, each one stands on its own. So I just had the Marmar Komas, the Ramban says that. Okay, it doesn't say it, it says it in a sort of different place than the second Shoresh, the Shoresh Sheni. And the Rambam, as you know, before he lists off all the mitzvahs, has 14 Shoreshim, 14 principles that's going to guide him in how to determine whether something is a mitzvah or not a mitzvah, right? As you all know, that we have a tradition of there are Tyrag mitzvahs. Right, the Gemara in the Makkas, the Joshua, other places, 613 mitzvahs. But it never lists off in the Torah. Here's number one, here's number two, number three. So there is some discussion. How do we know whether to count a particular pasuk as an independent mitzvah or not as an independent mitzvah? So just you know, are there two different mitzvahs? One called Tzvon Shoyad, one called Tzvon Shorosh, or is there one mitzvah that has two parts, Tzvon Shoyad, Tzvon Shorosh? Right? I mean, there's one mitzvah to say Kriyat Shema twice a day, and there are two different mitzvahs: one to say Kriyat Shema in the morning, one to say Kriyat Shema in the evening. So, and B'chayim V'chayna, you know, the 39 different Yisurim of Shabbos is one Yisur, also Asamah, right? Arba Mina Matzuk is one Mitzvah, take a little bit different Mitzvah, take an Esur, or is it one Mitzvah, take one Mitzvah, and so forth. So, it's not even clear from the Torah. So, the Rambam has his Sefer Mitzvah, Rambam wasn't the only one who had Sefer Mitzvah, we have others as well. You know, down to the Talmud Chabad Chaim wrote a Sefer Mitzvah, called the Sefer Mitzvah Kotzer, where he just discussed the Mitzvahs that are okay, his man says, he doesn't talk about anything with the Mitzvah. Anyway, so the Rambam in the beginning of his Sefer Mitzvah, the first section, has 14 sharoshim, 14 rules, how he's going to determine whether to count something. Sometimes you have one mitzvah subsumed under a different mitzvah, okay, or it's mentioned a number of different times in the Chumash. So one of the Rambam's rules, the Shorash Sheni, is a particularly problematic one, because the Rambam seems to say that something which is not explicit, first of all, the Shorash Aleph, the Rambam says, it's mitzvah d'abonah, I'm not counting. Mitzvah d'abonah doesn't count in one of the Tariyat. That would seem fairly obvious, he says, but he notes that the Bahad, Sefer Hosea Dolos, before the Rambam, Tam the Gonin, he seems to count certain mitzvah d'abonah, which we assume d'abonah, halalah, things like that, but okay, I'll just say no, that's because it's under something else, whatever. So a lot of literature about Sefer Hosea, it's an interesting subject. But anyway, so in the Shara Sheni, the Rambam says it's only got to be explicit, something which is learned from certain types of Lehudim, doesn't count as a mitzvah, everybody jumps on that Rambam, what does he mean by that? Okay. Anyway, it's in the context of that the Rambam, who wrote Hasodos, who wrote a commentary to the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, he disagrees with it in numerous places, and writes in Shorash Sheni, he says, V'chein ocho vosser b'chola b'nonenem menu lokenheim. Enem is kar v'torah. Rambam is saying there are certain things which are not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, we do get involved, because they do count as mitzvahs. And what's one of Rambam's examples? Vosser b'chola, including hano. So it's clear that Rambam, so if it's true, well, other mepharshim disagree with Rambam, so I'm just showing you the one of the Rambam. Rambam in the same mitzvah said that even though it doesn't say specifically in Torah, achila or hanok, by basa b'chol, then you get matzahs from both. So that's the Rambam. So the Rambam, I understand. Again, three yisurim, yisur achila, yisur hanok, yisur pishul, three different lavim, three different matzahs. What's somewhat problematical, okay, which at first glance would sound even more problematic, Rambam, is that of Rabbeinu Sad Yigom. Rabbeinu Sad Yigom, again, before the Rambam, also wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs. But not it's a different kind of Sefer HaMitzvahs. Everyone sees the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Sadigon, so it's a poetic, other people in that era, Shlomo Yehuda Biro, others, they wrote works, basically like, almost like a poetic, like a poem. It was a poetic presentation of all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Okay, sometimes they're called Azharos. You ever heard that through Azharos of Shlomo Yehuda Biro. Azharos in the Hachis, Tariyat, that's why it's called Azharos. Anyway, so they're written it. So that's what Sad Yigom did also. Sad Yigom wrote such a poetic presentation where he listed off all the mitzvahs, you know, in this interesting style. In the mid to late 1800s, early 1900s, was a great Gaon, Yerucham Fishel Perl. Great Gaon in Europe, Yerucham Fishel Perl. He wrote a beer on Rabbi Sad Yigom's Sefer Mitzvahs. The way the beer is, it comes out to be an encyclopedia. Okay, because I mean, you have two words, or six words, from Sad Yigom, and 30 pages from Ruchem Shel Perlo. So this is just five off. Okay, the whole, if you had just the Sefer Mitzvah Sad Yigom, it would be a pamphlet, a little pamphlet, a few pages. But with his extensive encyclopedic commentary, so it comes three fat volumes of Sefer Mitzvah, I think it still appears in three volumes, the older version, but anyway, Sefer Mitzvah Sad Yigom, and everything you ever want to know about a mitzvah, who counts it, who doesn't count it, it's a valuable resource. Anyway, it's in the Bar Ilan that we have on the paper. So we're not going to read the whole thing, but the Rabbeinu Sad Yigom just lists in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, what I said, it's a Samit test, he just lists Ubasu Mechal. He says, Al Adam lo Sochu, and Al Adi, but Ubasu Mechal, but also is Beno. You know, he's not a chef, an animal, and it's more of the same thing. Okay? So that's one stanza of the poem. Adam lo sochlo ubos mecholam also is benoah b'hisyakdom together, right? And that's together counted as lo sasein of samaches and ayin in his reckoning, his arrangement of the mitzvah. Anyway, so what samaches uboser mecholam doesn't speak about achila or mishul or hanoi. It just says boser mecholam. So you can wonder, so how does Minusad Yigom view our question? Is it one, you know, clearly says one thing, but what's the one thing isn't? So, Rabbi Yehuda Perlo, Rabbi Yehuda Perlo, in his commentary, Dibrasu Omnon, So he thinks as follows. He says, look, and I'm making notes of the truth. What does the pasuk say? So presumably he's counting, as he only mentioned one on the Taryag, on the Samach Tes. So which one is he counting? Samach Bishul, because that's what the Torah says. That's the verb in the Torah. So he counts Bishul. Now, not that he thinks Achila and Hanah are not Doraisa, not at all, but they're subsumed under Bishul. How does he obviously says? Chazal, and he also quotes the famous Drasha of Yishmael, which the Chaver said it was the fifth on our list yesterday, says, the Zura, the mind, I'm going to show you, 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 I'll came lori to a car lori to a lomar ke paste the low sevashu mazu al khil ana the shala with the khil already crop bishul to say right the post says bishul okay so he says el vada ana hafi coming the mind that seemed flosses in there three times comes to teach that flosso isure nichloen bichlal as horas bishul three isurim are encompassed under bishul okay bishul greater which means bishul by itself, just bishul. Bishul l'tzorech achila, you're cooking in order to then what? To eat it. Or bishul l'tzorech hanah ba'alma v'lo achila. Bishul to prepare the food for some other hanah, not to eat it. Harei zeh over the blav delo sevasha b'chalik. Afal pisha ochal hanena gufe lo bishlo. Even though you may never have cooked it, like we said before, you still owe it, that's for sure. Okay? And Afal Pishul, Pishul, who came on Sha'achlo, met him in Mischayev al Pishul. So it comes out funny. What's a Rucham Fisher Pearl saying of Sadi Bon means? If you go ahead and eat Moser Bechalo without having cooked it, you violate an Issa. What Issa did you violate? According to him? Pishul. Right? That's what he says. So I think it's like the following. Basically, the Issa is Pishul. Achila and Hana, by definition, emerge from Bishul. It would be like the following example we have in anyone here a law student? Took pre-law courses? Anybody know a lawyer? Anyway, so okay. So I think you have such a thing in law called an accessory after the fact. Right? You have an accomplice. An accomplice, you know, an accomplice is with you when you rob the store or whatever. But sometimes you can have somebody who is going to be tried for a crime. He didn't exactly commit the crime. But, I don't know, he got rid of the gun or something like that, right? I held up the store, whatever it was, or I shot somebody, and now I got somebody else to dispose of the murder weapon or something, or dispose of or get rid of the money, whatever it was, right? I think that's called, correct me, it's called an accessory after the fact. You're chayiv, I mean, in American law, right? You're going to be tried, even, what do you mean, is there a prohibition to throw a gun into the river? That's all I did, am I? A judge, you know, what else for me? Their prohibition. I didn't see a sign that said no dumping or whatever. So I threw it in. You're going to be tried for that in connection with that crime that the other committed. Even though you did was not a crime. You got rid of the money. You sent the money to some bank overseas. Okay, no prohibition in that, right? So I think what I'm standing on, something on means here is that point, right? Is that the Isser fundamentally is Bishul, but by eating it, or by getting Hanor from it, what happens? You're sort of, in effect, completing the Bishul process. So that's why I understand, that's how he said it. I wouldn't have, myself, said it that way, and towards the end of that paragraph in time to meet him, the turns away a little bit. And because at the end of the day, again, we keep coming back, fundamentally, you know, what is the Isser? There's an achila. So Mistami could argue that Rav Sadigon perhaps held, like we spoke yesterday, Targum Lumpus, who all three times translated Lo Sevashu as what? Osechon. So, I mean, without coming to this fancy visual, and the real issue is visual, but by eating and by getting Hana, so sort of I now am connected to the visual. More pasha to me, if you're going to count only one thing, count achila, because that's really to this achila. And, it says, so that means low cycle, and the other things emerge from there. But okay. Anyway, but so bottom line is we understand the Rabban, three different Isurim, right? Chila, Bishul, Hanah. We can understand or in the Sajigon there's one, whether the one is Bishul, the one is Achila, okay. What we're stuck with a little bit is the Rambam, and so the Magen Mishnah's answer, and the Lechem Mishnah's sort of explanation is answered. and are a little bit lacking. So let's look at something else. There is another approach. Okay. And if you take a look in the Rambam, in Parak Hey, look at Shesod HaTorah, Halacha Ches. It's on the sheets. That's where the Rambam himself says that ordinarily, and he's talking here, you're not allowed to use something usher, let's say something usher b'hana. You can't use it for a refuah purpose either. We're not talking about somebody who's deathly ill. That's not the issue. Okay, but for refuah purpose, ein misrap and it's on b'shari surat and el makom sakana, fine. But towards the end of Parakei of Hilchos Shana Torah Halacha Ches, the Rambam writes, he says, it is if you do something, you mentioned this before. You take some type of liquid and you mix in something bitter with the forbidden food, and you're not getting hanor from it now. So then, harizem mutter afilu shalom welcome sakon. Then you can do it. That's just some people getting back to the pills. I tell you, wrap it in a tissue. You heard that? Oh, you wrap it in a tissue or something, and that's not the moment you need to swallow it. Okay. So then it becomes multi-dual, but he says, chutz mikilar kerem ha-sapol, but not kilar kerem ha-sapol. Shehein asur ma'filu shalom kider ha-nosam. Right? The Rambam himself says in Perakei Halacha Ches that bosom ha-cholom is also even shalom kider ha-nosam. So that is what prompted us to sort of reject or question, let's put it that way, the Magid Mishnah's teretz that, well, the reason the Rambam says that there's no malchus is ha-nosam, because that's shalom kider. And the Rambam himself says that by Moshe Chol, it's also even Afilu Shalok there. And again, you can mechalek and achila. I know, but that was that one I wanted to see. Also, just as an aside, okay, the Prichodosh, not here, Prichodosh in Orachayim, Prichodosh in Orachayim, it's in Tuchman, it's Pesach, in Tuchman, Gimel, Sukkot, and Aleph. He says, he's also wonders, our Kasha, gives another narrative. A Rav, so his Kibarash Perk, that's Malchus Bishon Moshe Chol. Okay, he gives another answer that followed by our same kasha. So again, we had the Magid Mishnah's answer. We found that there's some problem. So the Prichodosh gives it the side of a different answer. He says, "Ulai somach amasher kasa perik yudal velachus karos perik hei alach yud alach hei alach yud uperik hei velachus alach ches shevabosar b'cholav uklay kerem chayav aleim afilu shalom kederach hanoso mumela shamina deloki nami aderach hanoso afo pishenu derach achiloso." Says the Prichodosh, maybe our whole assumption is wrong. Guess what? The Rambam holds the fact there is Malchus Shisano Moshechal also. Aye, how come he didn't write it in the Parak test? Because of certain things that he said earlier, including what we just read in Parak Hey of Hilchos Shisano Talachachas, where he mentions that what? That there's an Isser to get Hanoah, even Shaloka Dera Hanosam, there's an Isser Hanoah by Moshechal, even Shaloka Dera Hanosam. And Isser means is Malchus, okay? So the Prichodor says, the Rambam was so much of the fact, the Rambam felt that by the time he got up to Machal's Osiris, you remember what he said back in the Torah, okay? So the Prichodor gives us a lot of credit. Maybe the Rambam, that's what he was banking on, yeah.
And even the Sinai 47 Sacraments is about why he doesn't include it as a third law, you can still say that?
Yes, because again, he definitely, we're arguing, he definitely holds it to the law. We're only wondering why it's not high malchus. So the Pichon said, yeah, so elsewhere implies that he gets malchus. Okay, again, we're trained to be the Dayak in the Rambam, and it remains a little bit difficult, but it's definitely an approach. And the Pichon says that, in fact, there is Hano, okay? Then he gives it another answer, okay? And when someone comes back to Bez Hashem, not a Shia. He says that, well, the Issa Hanoah, according to some in the Gemara, we learn from a Kavachomer. We have a general principle, but I know Shemin Adin. Kavachomer can make something usher, but you can't give a punishment. So the problem with that is in by Achil also. So we'll have to come back to that. But that's what I show you from the Kavach. The Mishnah Lamelet, there, in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, Parakei Halacha Ches, in effect, comes to the same conclusion as the Prichodosh does, though for a totally different reason. The conclusion is that, in fact, the Rambam does require Malchus, does administer Malchus, does say get Malchus for Isser of Basuchal. He starts off for this even Hanoch of Basuchal. Because he starts out by saying, okay, 28 in the source of the packet. It says, the Akash Kasal will the Das Arena Anatomy Sona Anal Loka. He says, you have to figure out maybe the reason is because, he suggests, you know why you're not Loka? Because the Mishnah Melech has a rule that there's no Malkus unless something is Mefurish in the Torah. Since the Israel no is not Mefurish in the Torah, so then you don't get Malkus. Okay, what's the obvious question? Achille. Okay, that would be good. That would be great. If it said Achille in the Torah and it said Bishal in the Torah, and it doesn't say Ano, it's that Mishnah Melech has this, and Mishnah Melech has the general rule. By Yisrael Malkus. It's only Malkus on something that's Mefurish B'Krosh. It's Mefurish in the Torah. The Mad Mishnah, yeah?
Vito.
Abbas Vito,
you mean? I mean, if you don't believe it is...
Very good. Hold the thought for a second. The Mad Mishnah Melech does not back away from this Yisod. He does not back away from this Yisod that you only get Malkus for what? For something that's Mefurish in the Torah. But he says... Since you get Malkus for Achila, obviously Basar Cholov is an exception. And if it's an exception for Achila, it's an exception from Malkus too. So Mishnah was a turnaround. Okay, he realizes his klal, why he's convinced that the klal is right. Okay, he's not going to back away from his klal. Again, it's one of these long Mishnah Melechs. What we have on the page here is about, I don't know if you saw it inside, it's about a tenth. It's one of these Mishnah Melechs takes up several pages in Parakei Vilkus of the Torah. There's a lot of things about Malkus and different mitzvahs. Anyway, on one section, he talked about our subject. In any event, and it provides a nice overview. That's why I printed the whole thing. If you have time, you do Chazorah. It's always important to do Chazorah. And, you know, if you really want to, I know people have other responsibilities in the afternoon and perhaps in the call and other things, but it's good to spend some time just going over, you know, some things that we've learned. Not for me, this is a Kenyan on what we're learning. This Mishnah Melech has kind of a nice overview of the subject. But anyway, it comes out from Mishnah Melech that he, like a Bekhara said, that maybe the Rambam holds that there is Hamel. And there is Malkus for Hamel. I mean, the problem is that it's pretty clear from the Rambam himself that it's not so. I mean, you have to stretch. But, you know, it is a possibility. Now I want to say you want to say, I think Dafka, you're right. Maybe now we understand. Why did the Rambam, like Mishnah asked yesterday, why did the Rambam come up with this, even if you had such a Medrash in Vayikra Rabba? Good. But we have a Gemara that gives several different, very fine limudim, which everyone else seemed to accept, especially your Mishmos, right? That the three times, actually, Kodesh has them, and Rabbi Nosan, you're going to have them, and Rabban, everyone had them. So why did the Rambam? So maybe that the Mishnah Melech is right in the following sense. Once you say, that and it's not like that, because but once you say that Achila is, it's sort of like a Kal v'chomer, right? The Isser Bishul, what was the Rambam's Lashon again? He says, Lo shosak ha-kosu in halacha beis, paraphrase. Lo shosak ha-kosu melesu Achila ebne sh'osar ha-bishul, chomer, v'afilu bishul osar, v'ein tzarif lomar Achila osar. Ein tzarif lomar Achila osar. That makes it, I'd like to suggest, almost, it's almost Mefurish B'Krosh. It's not quite before, it doesn't say Lo Sochot, it says Lo Sebashel. But that limud sort of brings in, but what did that limud not bring in? Yisra'a Noah. So Yisra'a Noah is still on the side. In other words, Yisra'a Noah, according to Mishnah Melech's klal, you could even sort of hold that klal, not like the Mishnah Melech himself concludes that maybe the Rambam says that Yisra'a Noah, the Malkus of Yisra'a Noah too. You can hold the Mishnah Melech's klal that in order to get Malkus, it has to be Furish B'Krosh. So Bishul is Mefurish B'Krosh. Achila is almost Mefurish B'Krosh because there's a limud that says Bishul is certainly Achila, right? Ein tzarich lomar Achila. It's almost like, you know why it's not in the Pasuk? It doesn't have to be in the Pasuk. Not because there's no such Pasuk. It doesn't have to be. It's I don't know what the right way. It's an implicit in the Pasuk. It's more than implicit. It's included in the Pasuk. If Alvin Hano is not. So that answer could work. That's what the Rambam doesn't require. Mishnah Melech could be right. Okay, Mishnah Melech is right. It's not Mefurish B'Krosh. There's no Yisrael. If you hold, like the limud of the three times, Yisrael Bishul, Yisrael Achila, Hanoah, okay, then it's tough to separate Hanoah from Achila. Certainly use the Mishnah Melech's klal. If there's no Malkus for Achila, if there's no Malkus for Hanoah, because not Mefurish B'Krosh, no Malkus for Achila, not Mefurish B'Krosh. But, if you use the Rambam's limud, and I'm just suggesting, maybe this is Dafke, why? The The Rambam had a different limud. It was a limud that left Hanoah somewhat to the side. Could be. Okay? And we got that? That's a possibility. Here is another possible approach. Okay, and that is based on the Sefer HaChinuch, although I don't think, as we'll see in a moment, you can work that into the Rambam. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Gimel, that's what he talks about, even Sholecha, Blossom Chol. Again, could I read through the whole Sefer HaChinuch and see it? Okay, but we'll look for the moment just what he says at the very end. Okay, Sefer HaChinuch is always pretty clear, and he has a lot of the dinim, but at the very end, he writes the following. He says, B'nohemis b'chol mokum b'chol zman, b'scharman akemis, this is not only in Eretz Yisrael, it's not only in the base of Mikdash, it's everywhere, all times, everybody, male, female. Moreover, alea, v'ocho kizayis v'navos v'chol v'nishbash v'yachad v'mezim loke. If you go ahead, you violate this v'chol on purpose, you get malchus. But he now says, avom nehenebo, but if you get on noah, kigong shenosno omokro, you gave it to somebody you sold it, eno loke, you know what it says here? Lefisha efsha lehano'o b'li ma'isa. Sefer HaChinuch has a different principle. He says when you only get malchus as a general rule, this is the argument about when it's a lav shigesh bo maisa, where the violation requires due to an action. That's the argument. Well, you have to be lav shigesh in order to get malchus. Has to be, you can't. It's a lav shigesh bo maisa. You didn't. You know, it's a lav that I don't know. It's a machshava. You thought about something. An osach modus. You covered it. You didn't do anything. You didn't act on it. There's no malchus if you didn't act on it. Okay? But the Sefer HaChinuch takes this step further. Sefer HaChinuch is saying in this rule, it's a Kuf Yud Gimel, even if you did an action, but this particular law could be violated without a Maisa, then it's labeled the law of Shem HaMaisa, even though there was a Maisa. That's Sefer HaChinuch. So Mamela, since by Hanoah from Moskva Chalov, yeah, I can get Hanoah myself, you know, by selling into Maisa. But I could also get Hanoah, I didn't do anything, I smelled it, it smelled good. Right? It has a delicious aroma, okay, to it. Alright, so that's also Hanoah, but I had no mice involved. So therefore there's no malchus on any Hanoah, even if it did a mice, since it could be done without that's fine, right? Ain't a loka, Lafisha Efshah Hanoah believe mice. The Khol Shayna Mice ain't loka log. Okay? So that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. You know what we like? At least for the Sefer HaChinuch. That's why I think we can't work this in the Rambam. Now, Sefer didn't say this in the Rambam, he's saying this all. But let's say on Pesach, we also know that I'm not allowed to have chametz on Pesach, right? I'm not allowed to have chametz on possession on Pesach, right? So let's say I do Bayo Bayo Motzei, right? So let's say I violate Bayo Bayo Motzei. So is there malchus of Bayo Bayo Motzei? The answer is no. Why not? Because you know, according to Sefer HaChinuch, why? Because I had the chametz in my house before Pesach. I left it. I didn't do anything. I didn't sell it to the rabbi. I didn't sell it to the rabbi. Get it to the rabbi. It's all good. You know, make a mistake. I think the rabbi's buying more chametz. The rabbi's not allowed to chametz in Pesach either. Right? But I remember when years ago I had a housekeeper. So my shul, so people come to my house to sell chametz. So the housekeeper feeds before Pesach. My wife would explain what type of things to clean up, right? And have to move this food over there, whatever it was. So she understood a little bit about chametz, whatever, enough to know what she had to do. And then all these people coming, so she, I think she asked one of my children, well, you know, why did you let people come to the house? She said, oh, they're selling the chametz to my father. She got very upset. She said, I just got rid of it. She thought all these people were going to bring over their chametz to our house. And I'm selling it. I just got rid of it. Thank you very much. But yeah, but in any event, if I have chametz before Pesach, I just leave it in my house. So I'm violating Bayo Bayo Motzei. There's no action whatsoever. On the other hand, I can buy a Bayo Bayo Motzei for an action, namely by what? I go ahead and buy a chametz on Pesach. I go ahead and cook chametz on Pesach. I make a loaf of bread of it. So according to the Sefer HaChinuch, Taken, no matter what, you wouldn't be violated. There would be no malchus about even if I bake the cake, a chametz sticking cake on Pesach, according to Sefer HaChinuch, I would not be get malchus for that Bayo Bayo Motzei. Why not? Because it could be, the law could be violated without a mice, namely, by leaving chametz in my cupboard from before Pesach, no mice whatsoever. The problem is the Rambam is not like that. Okay, you look in the next verse, Rambam Perk Aleph, and this comes out on Gimel, the Rambam writes, Ein olok yomishum lo yobo le motze elen ken kona chametz in Pesach po chimso, kene shi yase bo mice, hoi lo chametz kona ma Pesach, u bo a Pesach obira, le nicho bishuso, al bishu obra, o shalom, Ein olok, the Rambam makes a distinction. The Rambam, does not say that the Rambam says you can get Malchus for a Bayo by Matzah Pesach. Namely, by what? By buying it, or by creating it. If you just left it in your house before Pesach, then okay, there's no Maaseh Yomim. But the Rambam clearly does not hold from this principle of the Chinuch that once the Lav could be done without a Maaseh, then it's automatically labeled Lav Shem Maaseh, even if you did a Maaseh. That won't work for the Rambam. Okay, so the Chinuch can have an explanation. You know why there's no Malchus for Yisrano? Because Yisrano, you could violate without a Maaseh. So even if you personally did a Maaseh, it's not subject. It's already out of the game. It's already excluded from the Malchus category. But the Rambam doesn't hold like that. The Rambam, you see, the Chosmon Zamatza, again, the Rambam doesn't hold that way. All right, so that's another answer to Sefer HaChinuch. Just to read one or two other quick things. Okay, let's take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan in the Yerodeus and Pehei, Sif Lam and Zion. This will help us. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Omnam Adayim Eim Adrom Uvonim, Din Hid Ekulim Belavech and Ekom Okum, Kmo Shaloch HaAchil, Olam Aloyok El Hanom. Right, Aruch HaShulchan asks our same question. Right, well, why should, if you get, Malchus Rachila, you get Hanom also. Ubemes HaRamban Tal Kos before the Logan Aruch HaShulchan. We saw Rabban Hotz Takedu. The Yesh Mishan 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 That's the Chinuch. Someone answered that based on that Chinuch, you could say that the Rambam holds no Malchus Rano because you could theoretically do it without a Meiser. Okay, that's the initial Rambam mentioned that in the name of the Chinuch. But the Yesh Mishan 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 And that's the Prichara, should be learned out of Kavachom and Al Shunadir. But the Aruch HaShulchan always gives a nice summary of the Twin. Al-Iyav Shalom came. The first Kazal Finim Alo Sila Shel. Alright, he doesn't like any of those answers. Veli Nira, the time of Cain, who we should divide by Iker Kro, the whole Isura No, who Lachilo. Because the Iker is an Isra Chilo. Okay? You see, by some Lavin, by some Isra No, they start as an Isra Noah having nothing to do with eating. For example, Tikrovis Avodazor. Avodazor. Isra Noah for Avodazor. You don't know how to get any benefits. Does that have anything to do with eating? It's not that there's an Isser Achilo, and then from there emerges an Isra Noah, or by Hektish. Okay? By Hektish, by Mila Behektish. I use something in the base of Hektish. That's Mila Behektish, right? I'm getting Hanoah from Hektish property. That's got nothing to do with Achilo. But that's those kind of isur. But by basa b'chala, which again it goes back to it being fundamentally food, the Aruch HaShulchan is proposing that the ikr, the isur hanav, is just part of the isur achila in the sense that it's chelek nichel kamitzur. Kelev de machila yesh gam hanav. Because after all, when you eat something, don't you get hanav from it? Most of the time? You like what you're eating. Okay, there's hanav, and even if you don't like the food, but it's good for your body, it's not hanav, it's like goof and so on. Sometimes you think you should have a stomach and so on. But there's Hanoah. So, Mamelos, if you have an Isra Achila, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Isra Achila includes Hanoah. So, because it is Hanoah, it's a form of Hanoah. So, Mamelos, if that type of Hanoah is Usr, then what comes along with it is what? Other types of Hanoah, which is not directly through eating. That's what he says. The Ein Lokin Rakal Iker HaMitzvah. He says that's the Rambam has a general rule. You only get the Malchus for the primary offense. Of course, there's Isra Achila is also a form of Hanoah. But there are other forms of Hanoah too, so all that gets dragged along, but what does it come back to ultimately? Isra Achila. And I think that that's, again, it goes almost back to that Tarmokus, right? And maybe said maybe Sadi will be said that. Basa b'chol is fundamental in Isra Achila, right? And Hanoah comes along with it. So it's definitely Usra. It's also about Torah. But doesn't have Malchus. Because Malchus is only one second. Malchus is only on the actual Isra. If you take a look, there's a Chassam Sofer in his Chidushim to Pesach. I'm talking about Chavetz. Chassam Sofer in the Chidushim to Pesach and Chav Aleph and Bey. You're a master of Chavetz. The time in the Rehim Yishim Shulav Shabachol is Kol El Achila B'Hanoah. Velo kin al achila the sima behedya, velo al hano the asu miklala cholash miklalos. Some sofer says, talking about comments, but it's the same idea. The principal iser is achila, what comes along with achilas hanog, but it's a drag along. And what I want to say, and to sort of wrap this piece up, because the next one I want to really reach the next part. What emerges from what I'm trying to get at is that ultimately that's the principal iser. And you get malchus like in the language of Aruch HaShulchan on the Iker Isser. The Iker Isser Achila. Before you walked into Shir, before you learned Anabah Basel Chalav, you ask the average person, what are you not allowed to do with meat? You're not allowed to eat it. I mean, that's what it is. It's an Isser Achila. It's a machal. It's a food. It's not allowed to eat. The Isser HaNoah is Nigrar. It's dragged along with it. So it's Usser. Absolutely Usser in the Torah. What I wanted to say was that, you know, we find in other areas, I'll finish with this. I don't know if this made it into the Maamar Kamsa, but so take a look. If you have the Rambam, take a look for a second, because then you can still ask them why is their Malchus on Bishma. But what I'm saying is explaining why Ich Achila Nah Hanah. But okay, if it's fundamentally Isra Achila, so we can still ask why. Why is that Malchus on Bishma? So what would you say the answer to that is? Because it says in the Torah. So it seems to me that one could say that you get Malchus for one of two things. Okay? A lot of times the two things are wrapped into one. Here it's not. It's the primary Yisr and the first Bro. So that brings in Bishol and Achira, but it doesn't bring in Hana. That's how we can answer the Rambam. If you just take a look for a moment, you have the Rambam, Parak Beis, Malchus Machalas Asuras, along the Yud Beis. Oh, no, it's not. You have to fuck it. Okay. The issue of eating a balta shat. There are certain types of creatures. Actually, also a little bit this week said. So it says, Ha'ochel kizayis misheret hamayim lokim in HaTorah Shemar al tishak tzuves nafsho seichem v'chol asheret hasharet v'lo sitam v'hem arayim chakol v'lov z'esheret haret v'sheret ol v'sheret hamayim. And okay, all these different creepy crawler creatures, okay, you're not allowed to eat. That's called Baal Teshaktsu. Okay, it's considered disgusting. Shaketz is someone who's disgusting. Okay, to eat these disgusting things. I remember years ago when I was on vacation, I was in San Francisco. As you walk by what's called the Fisherman's Wharf. I guess that happened here also in New York, in the South Street Seaport. They're selling all these different. I couldn't walk through there. You know, lobsters are pretty seen, but all kinds of different. Worms, I don't know what they were. No? But okay, people eat them, call it a boat, but not us. We consider that sheket, Baal Teshaktsu. Okay, and the Rambam says, if you eat any of this stuff, lokim and atar, you get malchus. It says, lo sheshaktsu, it's not sheshaychem. Right? Now turn to Perek Yud Zayin. Also, my close to Perek Yud Zayin. Very end of Perek Yud Zayin. Okay. Lamed and Lamed Aleph. Various other things which the Chachamim asked, okay, I know it's Chacham as we see the difference, okay. Well, let's look at Lamed Aleph. Okay, it says, and all these things on the Al Tashak is not Shasekhan. Look at Lamed and Lamed Aleph. Look at Lamed. Okay. V'chein lechol v'yadayim nizuhamos. To eat with filthy hands. But you're not talking the kills you die. Your hands are full of schwitz and dirt, okay? Gabe kelim luchlachim. Dirty dishes, you know, again, but not just this, a little bit of stain. It means it's filthy, okay? Shekol dram elu b'chlal al tishak, so it's not shoseichem. They're under al tishak, so it's not shoseichem. And aloch ala ala, b'chim osu l'agam sh'gishes nekob. You're not supposed to hold in, you have to relieve yourself, have to go to the bathroom, you know, to relieve yourself in whatever way. You're not allowed to, you know, again, sometimes you have no choice. You're not near a place where you can go. But if you're near a place, you're not supposed to hold them. Not even but even in general, kol hamash and recovery is called the shakets nafsho, aside from the fact that it's unhealthy and so on and so forth. So these are things which the Rambam also puts on the Baal Teshaktsu. But you're not going to get malchus for this. It's on the Baal Teshaktsu. You wouldn't. I'm just giving this as an example. It's on the Baal Teshaktsu. You wouldn't get malchus. Because the principle is for Baal Teshaktsu is what? We saw back in paraphrase, namely what? Shvatzim. For that, you get Malchus. Right? So there are other things under Baal Teshaktsu, but you don't get, you know, and Rambam links it to Baal Teshaktsu, but it's not the principle Isser. in order for something to be the principle, to get malchus, it has to be the principal iser, or it has to be mefurish b'krov. So with that, perhaps, again, we had several, so we had several different approaches to understanding the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah, okay, and there's a question of Magen Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah kind of amplifies a little bit, to leaves a little bit of question. They had the approach of the Pekodesh, the approach of Mishamal, the approach of someone to say, the Sefer Chinuch, okay, the different approach to understand the Rambam. Bottom line seems to be, that what emerges from all of this is that the Rambam, you know, we can make sense of the Rambam. The Rambam holds, what we're suggesting is that the Isser of Achila is the principal Isser. I think that's what Aruch Shulchan says, similar to what some stuff that says in the Kedushin in Pesachim, okay, that becomes the principal Isser, but you can't not get Malkus or Bishul when that's the Mefurash B'Kro. That's also Mashal Vidi. Okay, just to give a preview, you know, we'll get to it so tomorrow. I don't want to mention, so tomorrow is Hashem. I'm going to do this other shiur in 101. But the next year, day shiur, we'll discuss. Again, still, with all this lumpness and all this fancy stuff, what emerges halacha l'maisa from the fact that Taka doesn't say that there's an Isser Achila? We said, we learned it. We saw the Rambam said remitzvah. The Rambam said, well, since it didn't say there's an Isser Achila, what do we learn from there? That even Shalom Kederach, it's awesome. So that's going to lead a very fascinating Kiddush in the placing, and other we'll talk about it, and then we'll do this for you. Okay? All right, we'll stop here. We'll have time for questions.